Texte numéro 93. Should I worry about noise pollution? The world is getting louder. The European Environment Agency, EEA, estimates that at least 1 in 5 Europeans are now exposed to noise levels considered harmful to their health, with that number projected to increase. So what's the actual issue with society's volume going up? The perils of pneumatic drills and emergency service sirens is obvious. Both operate close to the 120 decibel level that can damage hearing over very short exposures. What's more insidious is the background noise that many of us have to learn to live with. Roads, railways, and even loud stereos, all of which can cause problems over time. The EEA recently estimated that in the UK, 9.5 million people are exposed to harmful levels of road noise, 1.2 million to harmful railway noise, and 1 million people to harmful aircraft noise, says Charlotte Clark, Professor of Environmental Epidemiology at the University of London. In the UK, these levels are estimated to cause more than 6,000 new cases of heart disease, 1,000 premature deaths, and 750,000 cases of sleep disturbance each year. Part of the problem is simply how stressful it is to live with a constant din, even if it's relatively low level. Living with noise day to day is annoying, and annoyance is a stress response, says Professor Clark. If experienced over time, the stress hormones released affect mood and can cause a range of biological changes to the body that influence cardiovascular health. Over the long term, chronic noise exposure is also associated with increased risk for hypertension, strokes, and dementia. Even when we're asleep, noise can affect us. Obviously, it affects our ability to fall asleep, but it can also fragment sleep, nudging us away from restorative REM rest and towards more time spent in superficial sleep stages. So what's the solution? Unfortunately, there's no single easy answer, and it's often very difficult for individuals to reduce their noise exposure. Turning off devices at night is the most basic way to reduce unnecessary sleep interruptions. Earplugs can also help. Noise-cancelling headphones can be helpful in public. On a larger level, though, noisiness is a choice we make as a society. It's about flight paths and traffic levels and how much we lubricate our heavy machinery. In some areas, noise buffers, composed of trees and shrubs, can reduce noise. In others, solutions could include more rigidly enforced speed limits, reassessing what noise levels workers should be exposed to, or introducing directional sirens. Noise pollution is more of a problem than most of us are ready to accept. Maybe it's time to start shouting about it. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.